It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks here. And joining us here in the KGEZ studios, we have Michelle Mank. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here again for another show.
Yeah. And speaking of another show, I think you've got another show.
I do. Starting next Friday, the 19th, and for the two weekends following, we are presenting Steel Magnolias.
Oh, my gosh. You're really stepping out.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the second time I've directed this show. So the first time was 9 years ago at the Playhouse. So this is full circle for me.
Deja vu. Now, this is the one, Julia Roberts was in.
Oh, yeah.
And Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, Sally Fields, Olympia Dukakis.
What's her name? Shirley MacLaine.
She played Weeza.
Yeah.
What's her name? That,
yeah, no, that.
So you're getting these people to come in for this show?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We've got a great cast. I think I've got perfect casting on this one. I do a lot, especially when you're doing a show that is well known as Steel Magnolias. I mean, we're basically in the shadow of this great movie, even though the play did come first. You have this expectation that you're going to duplicate what happens on screens, and everybody's going to look the same, and everybody's going to sound the same, and which you don't have with a lot of other plays because there's no movies. And so I'm sitting there as I'm auditioning people, and I kind of pass cards around, and I say, okay, I want you to read this, and I want you to read this character, and blah blah blah, and I just close my eyes and I just listen, and I'm like, that's my Weeza.
See,
that's my Clarie,
that's interesting, because there's some real characters in this, and there was great humor, but there was also the serious element.
Oh, very serious. But that serious element, I mean, one of the lines in it is Truvy's line, laughter through tears is my favorite emotion. And that one scene, which I'm not going to give away what happens for those that haven't seen it, but, I mean, it's a sad scene. There's tears, there's crying, there's screaming. And then immediately you are just laughing your head off because of the turn of events.
But the characters are so lovable or likable throughout this.
Oh, yeah. And they're Southern Belles, they're in Chicopin, Louisiana. And it's just, they've got this very dry humor about them that you just love it.
Yeah. I had I can't find it right now, but a Weeza quote that I had somewhere that was just classic.
Oh, well, there's so many. I'm not in a crazy. I've just been in a bad mood for 40 years.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one.
That's the one. I figured that.
Yeah. Now, also, what was his name? The guy that was out shooting a gun, the husband.
Yeah, that was Drum Eatonton, played by Tom Skerritt, I believe.
Yeah. Tom Skerritt.
Yeah. Well, the play is very different than the movie because the whole thing takes place in Truvy's beauty salon.
Oh.
So the cast is all women.
Yeah,
there are no men in this. I mean, we don't have the multiple locations that they do in the movie.
Yeah, you're doing us a favor.
So tell us about the folks that are going to be starring in this presentation.
Oh, well, I've got three seasoned actors with me that I've directed them and acted with them several times over the years. Jody Tolley, Shannon Bagley, and Charlotte Valancourt. And then I have three newbies. They've never done this before, ever. So, and that's Jessica Martins and Amber Everington and Mary Hill. And they are, Mary's from Texas. She plays Clarie.
Oh, we don't have to worry about the accent then.
No, she's got it. But it's also contagious. It's funny how, when Mary starts talking, everybody just starts talking like her.
Just like you just did.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, my grandparents are from the South, and I was raised by them. So for me, it's very easy.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by this, and I just realized when the dates are in front of me, and I thought, maybe I could go see this before I have my surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm having surgery on the 22nd. So
on Monday, yeah. So why don't you come to the matinee on Sunday at 2?
There you go.
I'll look for you. And I just dropped off all your sponsor tickets. So.
All right. So let's see. Let's go over the dates.
Okay. We are Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Friday and Saturday are 7:30 p.m. performances, and Sunday is a 2 p.m. matinee. Okay. And then it's basically the same thing again the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th.
All right. So we've got another week before we get in there.
Yeah, we move into the theater on Sunday, and we'll start building our sets. And then for the first rehearsal in the theater is on Monday, when we've been rehearsing for the last 2.5 months. But it's always an experience, and I'm anxious to see how my newbies are going to respond when they're on the stage.
They're mic'd.
The lights are in their eyes. The sound effects are blaring around them, and they're going to panic. But by Friday, they'll be old pros.
Okay. Well, if you've never been in the Big Fork Center for the Performing Arts, it's just a fantastic venue. And being on stage there, I can tell you from experience, it's a thrill.
Right. I directed you in War of the Worlds.
That's right. Yeah.
The world won, yes. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. It starts next Friday?
Yes.
Next Friday. So how do people get tickets?
Okay, so tickets are available at the box office, obviously, or you can go to BigForkCommunityPlayers.com, or you can go to Big Fork Drug.
Okay, and when does the box office open?
Oh, the box office opens about an hour before the performances. And I like to tell people, you know, people panic because they think that it's like the summer playhouse, the musicals with the college kids and so forth. This is off season. The tourists are not here. A lot of the snowbirds are not back yet. It's a 435-seat house. I don't think we've ever had more than 220 people at a performance. You're guaranteed a seat, and you're guaranteed a good seat. So even if you just wait to go to the box office, you will get in. Even
there's not a bad seat in that.
There's not a bad seat in that
there
house,
really
no.
Isn't. But you'll be able to crowd right up front if you want to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Watch the newbies.
Don't make them nervous, please.
That's right.
Michelle Mack, thanks so much, and we're looking forward to the next production of the Big Fork Community Players.
Well, thank you very much.